It's that time, the Betting Predators podcast, where our main objective is hunting down the best bets for you. I'm your host, Sleepy J. You guys can find me on Twitter at SleepyJ_pregame, joined here by the golf guru, golf fanatic, got Uncle Dave in the house. You guys can find him on Twitter as well at Dave_Essler. You guys could always get us at thebettingpredators.com and on the best sports betting information site on the web, pregame.com. All right, guys, here we go. Another Tuesday, another golf podcast. This week we head to Pebble Beach for the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Last year's winner of this event was Tom Hoge. He returns this year to repeat as champion with 19-1 odds. This year's favorite, pretty much consensus across the boards here right now, is Matt Fitzpatrick at 11-1. You guys know how we do this. Uncle Dave and I will go ahead. We'll cover make and miss the cut, head-to-heads, top 40s through top fives. And, of course, Uncle Dave and I will go ahead. We'll give out our winners. No first-round leaders this week. We end up with one of those courses again where they're going to end up golfing on three different courses. Quick recap of last week. Uncle Dave kicked ass. Uncle Dave, I'm going to let you kind of tell everybody what you did. I'll tell them what I did quickly. I pretty much split all my wagers there, ended up losing the three winners that I gave out. So I'm going to chalk it up as minus, let's just say 1.5 units. But Uncle Dave, you slaughtered it. You picked a winner. You had all kinds of winners left and right. You were hitting everything. Had you make out, had the podcast make out probably overall last week?
I'm probably up 25. I think my net was 26.3 or something like that. You know, I had a lot of almost, you know, and then I had Kenyama top 40 who didn't make the cut. But, yeah, we hit Fowler top 20, Morikawa top 10, Jason Day top 10, Max Homa 22-1 to win. We also had him top 10 at plus 225. So, you know, it was a good event, but I look back on the mistakes I made. So there's room for growth always.
Certainly, and as we – you know, as we did last year, we grew a lot throughout the entire year. So hopefully we'll go ahead and at least I feel like we're off on the right foot now. I mean, last year, Uncle Dave, we racked up 200, 300 units of profit. So we're on a good roll here already. So we're up, let's just say, you know, up, we're like 20, 25 units on the year. So happy about that. As we mentioned, no first round leaders. So we're going to have to go ahead and skip that. If there's anything that comes out, you guys know Uncle Dave and I will maybe go ahead and put some stuff on our Twitters. At SleepyG_pregame and at Dave_Essler. So Uncle Dave, make and miss the cut. Last week I gave one of these out, not to be the case with the Heath the Gala. Not sure if you have any this week, but as of right now, I have not hammered down on anything yet.
Yeah, I mean, this one's strictly value. I took Justin Rose to miss the cut at plus 275, and I do know people that like him in a lot of places this week based on recent history with him and his current form, and I can't argue that, but this is going to be his third straight tournament. You know, the guy's 42, so I'm going to take the regression angle that he's outkicked his coverage lately. I mean, he's probably about the 8th or 10th favorite to win, but it's a mostly weak field, and, you know, I can see him missing the cut of all the guys. You know how we do it. We're not laying minus 500 to make, so, you know, find the one that's going to miss, and I took Justin Rose.
All right, that was one of the guys I picked last week, not to be the case. I haven't hammered down on any of these make and miss the cuts this week. I've been locked into, you know, getting ready for the Super Bowl, so you guys will get a ton of stuff from us. Within the Super Bowl, we're also going to go ahead and put out our props picks and all that stuff like that, so make sure you guys go to Betting Predators, check that out. Head-to-heads there, Uncle Dave. I did pretty good with this last week. I took S.H. Kim over Ben Ahn. I was happy about that. And then I saw a matchup that I actually do like, and it's fading SH Kim this week, and it's going to be against Davis Riley. I like Davis Riley. I like what he's done recently. SH Kim, I think he kind of shot his load last week. He golfed really well. He was at the top of the leaderboard pretty much like all 4 days. He was hanging around. He was making a lot of noise. But I think maybe he shot his load. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play Davis Riley. This is on DraftKings at minus 120. Over SH Kim. So I'll do that. I'm not going to have many wagers for this podcast there, Uncle David. That's one that I locked in on for a head-to-head. What do you got?
Yeah, I just bet one, Sleepy. Seamus Power plus 105 over Tom Hoge. I mean, I know that Hoagie's a former winner. Hoagie's climbing up the ladder. A lot of people I respect like Power this week. In fact, those people have made Seamus the fourth favorite and Hoge the fifth. I think that's maybe change now to fifth and sixth favorite. So, you know, they've got Seamus Power, a shorter favorite. So I'll take him plus 105 over Tom Hoge.
All right, so Uncle Dave, going to go ahead and take a look at Seamus Power. Let's jump into some top 40s through top fives. Uncle Dave, I'll go ahead and let you rip and run with this. I have one here It's going to be a top 10 pick this week, but what are you looking at?
Yeah, as usual, I got a bunch. That's where I kind of have made bread and butter. Colin Tarrant, you know, last fall we fell in love with this guy, and then he fell apart, and he missed the cut in the Amex. That was his first event, and he played reasonably well last week. He's yet to win on tour, but, you know, 75 to 1, he is to win. I mean, the talent equals value. So I'm going to bet him top 20 at plus 300. Then, of course, there's Jordan Spieth. I can't ignore him. I mean, the field's so weak. Unless he misses the cut, he should finish top 10 plus 170. I mean, look, he can win. He's been one of the favorites all week. Why I like him, he's sponsored in large part by AT&T. So I think he shows up at one of his sponsors' events. So then we move on to Maverick McNealy, Top Gun. He was just out of a couple strokes back of cashing me a ticket last week, and now he's the fourth or fifth favorite. I mean, he was 33rd here and second, I think, in 2021. He hasn't won on tour yet, and 18-1 still isn't enough for me to think he wins. You know, 25 or 30-1, I would do that as well, but he certainly can. But I'll leave wiggle room at top 10 at that price at plus 240. And I'm sorry, Sleepy, but I'm going to take Davis Riley, top 20, plus 250, also top 40, if you can find him. It's not a good payout, not as good as I had expected. But the fact is, it is this price of only plus 250 for top 20, then I'm not the only one that likes that bet. And, you know, some books only have top 20. His weakness is putting, which sucks, obviously. But, you know, these greens are typically slow, so maybe he finds a groove. And those are my guys for this week, buddy.
All right. You didn't mention the guy that I was targeting, and that's going to be Denny McCarthy, top 10, at plus 350. Look, he didn't golf all that great when he was in Hawaii, minus 14, minus 9, so, you know, well under par. But it was a T50, T32nd finish, you know, when he was in Hawaii. But, you know, go back to the tournament before that, was top five at the QBE shootout where he was minus 27. I think Davis Riley is primed and ready probably to do well in this tournament. Like you said, Uncle Dave, it was kind of a top-heavy event. Like, if you go down and you look at some of the odds to win, there's guys that are literally like 1,000 to 1, which you typically don't see that for tournaments, 650-1, 750-1. So, you know, there's just a lot of guys down there that probably aren't even going to even sniff this cut. So I think Denny McCarthy's in that group of, you know, probably like the top tier guys. So I'm going to play him at plus 350 to go ahead and land inside the top 10. So that's really all I have for my top 40s through top five. Let's jump into some winners there this week, Uncle Dave. I have one. It's kind of a long shot too, but I'm going to let you go with yours first. What are you looking at for winners this week?
Well, this is funny that after I figured out who I was going to bet on, there's a list of winner trends for this tournament, and it's pretty impressive. I won't go through all of them for the interest of time, but it's pretty staggering. There were seven of them, and only eight players in this field. They fit all seven. That was Jordan Spieth, Tom Hoge, Keith Mitchell, Troy Merritt, Joel Damon, Brendan Todd, Nate Lashley, and Andrew Putnam, who I did bet to win. He's 31st in shots gained total. He's a great putter. I think he's 13th, in fact. And, you know, where he struggles is off the tee. And these aren't courses with punishing rough, so I think he's the horse for the course, as they say. He fired four rounds in the 60s last week. He was fourth in the Sony Open with a 62 on Saturday. He's made every cut this year, so that's all we want for starters. Eric Van Rooyen, 90-1, plus 350, top 20. He does have a tour win, so we're not asking him to do anything he hasn't already done. He hasn't played a lot, hence the value at 90-1, but he was T6 last week with a 62 on Sunday. That was his first 2023 tournament, and in a limited sample size, you know, he's gaining shots everywhere that matters to me. You know, and I look at his numbers. If someone like Rahm or Rory had the numbers that he has off of last week, they would not be 90-1. So I'd like him to win in top 20. Alex Smalley, this is a good enough price to bet that someone named Alex Smalley does get his first PGA win. He doesn't lose strokes anywhere. He was playing really well before the holiday break. He did just one three-putt in 230 holes. He's 15th in total birdies. So, you know, this is really only his second full year on tour. And he's got a second and five top 10. So I'm also going to throw him into the top 20 mix at plus 190. So there you have it, my friend.
All right. So there are some winners for you guys from Uncle Dave. Hopefully he goes ahead and cashes another winner this week. Uncle Dave, you did say Brendan Todd, correct?
I did.
Okay. That was the one that I had written down here on my sheet. So one of the guys that I like. I saw the odds at 70-1, and I'm like, you know what? 40-1 kind of makes more sense to me, so I'm going to go ahead. I'll put him in there. Like I said, not going to have a lot of action this week. So, Brendan Todd, glad you mentioned his name. So, there we go. There's our stuff for this week. Quick and easy and out of the way. As I said, Super Bowl stuff coming up, so make sure you guys lock into that. Now, Uncle Dave and I, we're probably going to – I don't know, Uncle Dave, but we have a pretty extensive Phoenix Open Waste Management podcast for everybody. Like, you know, we'll get the first-round leaders – you know, dive into like nationality props and all that fun stuff. Maybe have like an extended, like one of our bigger podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should. I mean, that tournament's always the weekend of the Super Bowl, and you know, it's a hooting and hollering and partying tournament. I mean, it's kind of crazy what those guys have to endure this weekend. Obviously, this week the Super Bowl is in Phoenix, so I think that'll only be magnified. It'll be a lot of fun to watch. But I think we'll be able to get a lot of value because it also should be a fairly deep field.
Yeah, so I'll certainly be going ahead diving into that. I'm going to actually start looking into that stuff this week too, getting primed and ready for the waste management. So that'll be fun. I'll be watching that all 4 days. I'll have that on all day long. That's one of those golf tournaments that you don't want to miss. So hopefully Uncle Dave and I go ahead and knock out some winners for you guys this week. Hopefully you guys cashed in last week. Chime in on Twitter. Say what's up. Say hello. Let us know how you guys did last week. Hopefully you do well this week. You guys know where to find us on Twitter at SleepyG_pregame, at Dave_Essler. You guys could always get us at thebettingpredators.com and on the best sports betting information site on the web, pregame.com. With that said, I'd like to wish you guys all the best of luck. Enjoy the games.